Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Yes, I'm trying to do a claim for Roundup.
Yeah, is this Raymond?
Yes.
Hi, Raymond. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. You wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Raymond, is this your cell phone? 615-606-8697?
Yes.
Okay. At any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. I will be your intake specialist moving forward. I'll text you right now from that number so you have it. And you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay. And hold on one second. Me just send you this. You have my information. All right, I just text you my phone number. And Mr. Johnson, you did not have an attorney at this time. You are willing to confirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
Yes, I haven't. I don't have any time.
Okay. And then you were the one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. By chance, do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? If you don't, it's okay. I just.
Play that again.
The subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, do you know the subtype?
The subtype.
It's okay if you don't. Did you
Yeah,
have more
I'm
than
sorry.
one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay, you're filing the claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. What was your diagnosis date?
The day I was diagnosed,
Yeah.
April 2023.
April 20.
Yeah, the 17th.
Okay, hold on. April what?
April 17th.
2020?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. And were you spraying Roundup up for work or home or both?
Residential, yes.
Residential? Okay. Do you still live at the same residence?
Yes.
Okay. What is your current address?
106 Glen Avenue.
106 what?
Gallatin Center. 106 Glen Avenue.
Glen Avenue? Okay.
Gallatin. Yes, Gallatin, Tennessee.
Gallatin, Tennessee. Gallatin. Okay, and that's a house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. 106 Glen Avenue, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066.
Yes.
Okay, in Summer County.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that, sir. And then did you have any friends or family members or anybody else that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that needed spray that needed filing a claim, help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. You are but you were diagnosed between the years of 18 and 79, correct? And you do have a birth
Yes.
certificate.
Yes.
How many years were you spraying Roundup for?
Two.
2 years? Okay. And you were spraying it what, twice a month? Weekly? How often were you spraying it?
Once a week.
Once a week, so 4 times 12. Four weeks. Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on one second. Trying to think. Hold on one second. So you're spraying it once a week, so 52 weeks times 12. Okay. 52 times a year, you're spraying it for 2 years. Okay. Puts you at about approximately 104 exposures, give or take. All right. And do you know when you started? No, wait, 52. You were spraying it for 2 years. You sprayed it for 10 days or more, correct? You are on a cell phone. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any of these illnesses, or do you have an organ transplant or family history of cancer?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Any other chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Any other chemotherapy you have to do?
No.
Okay. Do you have any of these illnesses? HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No.
Okay. And then, NHL. Okay. And then Raymond is R-A-Y. Oops. M-O-N-D. Last name is Johnson.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson,
yes.
Is there a suffix in your name? Are you junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and confirm your gender for me.
Male.
Okay. Are you marital status, single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
3/7/1988.
Oh, you're so young. March 7th, 1988.
Yes.
And then can you confirm your social for me?
412-595-6672.
412-59, what was the last four? I'm sorry.
5672.
Okay. So I have 412-595-6672, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. When was the first connection between your Roundup and the cancer? Or, like, when did you, was that when you got sick, went to the doctors?
Hold on, say that again.
When did you have a connection, or when did you learn about a connection between the Roundup and your diagnosis, or about the cancer? Is it when you went to the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, you became ill and went to the doctors, basically?
Yes.
And that was before your diagnosis date, which was in April. When would you say that was? Like
when I went to the doctor.
Yeah. Like before your diagnosis, yeah. Before the diagnosis date. Like April, like was it in April? Like April 5th or April 10th or something?
Yes.
What would you say, April what?
Probably about like the 5th or the 6th.
The 5th? Okay. It's to the best of your knowledge, so like it's okay if it's not the correct date. The only date they really look at is like the diagnosis date. They're going to pull medical records and they just want to get an idea to make sure that like you're filing a, like, you know, the claim is like a legit claim. You know what I mean? Because they're going to find records as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then what's your current height and weight?
As of now, I'd say 5'11", 6 foot.
5'11". And what do you weigh currently?
Yeah. Last time I weighed myself, I think I was like 192.
Okay. And then did you have an email that you had access to, sir?
Yes.
What is your email?
Is I A M R, so it should be like I M R. Johnson88@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. All right, and then I have your cell phone number as 615-606-8697. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Or what do you prefer?
Afternoon time.
Afternoon, okay. So you approximately used it 52 times a year. You did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis. When did you stop using the Roundup? Like?
I stopped using it around, I'm going to say, I stopped using it. I used it for them 2 years. So I'm going to say I stopped using it probably, let's see. I just stopped using it because it started giving me headaches and stuff.
It's like an idea of a date.
I have to say, like, around May, June, May, June, between May and June.
What, like May? You want me to put like May 15? I got to put a date, so that's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
May 15th, 2020.
Yeah.
And then you started using it in 2018. What? When in 2018 did you start using it? I know they asked for a specific date. They asked for a specific date, so that's why.
Yeah, so that was around like February 20th,
2018?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, obviously, you stopped using Roundup because of your diagnosis, correct? And you had to get treatment?
Yes.
Okay. How has it impacted your life, like, in a short little, like, how would you say it's impacted your life?
I mean, just health-wise, you know, just, you know, just really just health-wise. It was just, you know, difficult health-wise, mainly.
Yeah. Were you using a hand spray? How are you? Okay, so you were applying it monthly. How are you spraying it with a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor, hose?
Backpack.
Okay, backpack and a hose. And did you ever wear protective gear?
No.
Okay, and then was this just around like your property line, or like where were you spraying it?
Yes, around the property line.
Fences, things like that, garden.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, oops, hold on one second. Area. And this is in Tennessee. In the state of Tennessee. And residential, you were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it every time. Every time. And approximately 104 exposures in your lifetime, give or take. Do you live by a water well? Do you get your water from a well?
Do I get my water from a well?
Yeah. You have city water?
I haven't been nowhere.
Okay. No, it's just asking you do you have any exposures to any other herbicides like Benzine or Agent Orange?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Did you buy concentrate or pre-mixed Roundup? How did you purchase it?
I had to add water to it.
Okay. And then were you buying it? Yeah. Like, where were you buying it in Tennessee? Like, at a Home Depot? Where were you getting the Roundup from? Like, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walgreens?
Home Depot.
Home Depot? Okay. And where is that in Tennessee? Like, what city?
Hendersonville. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on one second. Sorry.
Okay.
In Gallatin, or where did you say you were purchasing it?
No. Hendersonville.
Hendersonville.
Yeah.
That is in Tennessee, right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and that is the one on 205 Anderson Lane? that sound correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then one second. It's crazy that they still sell it at Home Depot too.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Do you have any still in your possession or like in the garage or anything?
No.
No. Do you have any receipts to show proof of purchase, pictures, credit card receipts?
No.
Okay. You never used a credit card or anything to buy it or you, like a bank card or anything?
No.
Okay. No proof of pictures or anything like that. If you can get that, it does help your case significantly. I don't know how you would get it, but like if you could, I don't know, proof of pictures or.
Yeah, I wouldn't have nothing like that.
Okay. Do you smoke or have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Did you lose work because of your treatment and related conditions?
Yes.
Approximately how long were you unable to work for?
It stopped for like, I say,
2 years.
Around about eight. Yeah. Like, yeah, about two.
2 years, approximately, able to work for approximately 2 years because of treatment and cancer diagnosis. Yeah, I heard it's a crazy treatment experience. Like, it's horrible. So my sympathy goes out to you. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits, filed for disability or worker compensation claims?
No.
Bankruptcy? Have you ever filed bankruptcy or been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Who's your diagnosing doctor? Do you know who your oncologist was or radiologist was?
No. I don't remember.
You don't know your doctor's name who treated you?
Oh, yes, the one who tripped, yeah, Dr. Lauren.
Lauren. Lauren Laverne?
No, Burns.
Burns, B-U-R-N-S?
Yeah, B-A-R-N-E-S.
B-A-R-N-E-S. Okay, and then he is located in Tennessee?
No, it's Lauren, L-A-U-R-A.
But where is he? Where are they located? Laura Barnes,
yes,
Dr. Okay, in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Okay, I found her. And what was the hospital that you were treated at?
TriStar.
TriStar?
Yeah, Hendersonville Medical Center.
Okay, hold on 1 second. See, like, it's been within like the last 5 years, so that they'll be able to get your information too. TriStar. All right. Center and. Hold on 1 second. Do you know the day you started treatment?
Day I started treatment?
Yeah, like when did you? Hold on. I'm just getting, I have to copy all this information for the file for the doctor. So hold on 1 second. Yeah, when did you start treatment? You got diagnosed 4/17/2020. When did you start treatment? Did you have to do, did you wait? So did you have to undergo any type of treatment? Like, did you undergo did you undergo surgery first? Chemo, radiation, stem cell transplant?
Radiation.
Okay, when did you start that?
What, the radiation?
Yeah, when did you start that treatment?
That was in 22, so was in March of 2022.
In 2022 is when you did radiation. Okay, was your diagnosis in 2020 or 2022?
Oh, you said diagnosed. Oh, no, 2020.
Okay. So this is what I'm asking you. So I'm saying, so you were diagnosed in 2020. Right after you were diagnosed, did they start the chemotherapy right after in April? Because you said your diagnosis date was 4/17/2020. So did you start chemo right after that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I started chemo in
April.
I started chemo,
April, what date would you say you started chemo? I can put the 17th. I just don't know if you started it right away. Usually it's like right after. I mean,
it was like 20, around about 26.
26. Okay, 2020. That's what I was trying to ask you, not the other thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to confuse you. Okay,
Okay.
so April 26, 2020 is they will put your treatment date. I mean, if that's wrong, like they're gonna pull medical records, so it's okay. But they just want an idea of like you got your diagnosis date and then you started treatment. And then Laura Barnes was your oncologist. I did find her. Okay. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This just ensures the case for you to keep it continued. They found it necessary in cases when people became unresponsive. I could put someone that lives with you or doesn't. Who would you like me to put? Like your mom?
That oh, I can put my sister.
Your sister? Okay, what's her phone number?
One second.
Yeah, take your time. I'm just adding stuff to the file to help support it. Oh, and you do have medical records to show proof of diagnosis and things like that, right? In your cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll my doctor will be able to send it to you.
Yeah. What is, do you got her phone number?
615-943-5414.
And what's your sister's name?
Tatiana, TATIANA.
His last name Johnson
Last
as well.
name.
Okay. And you do give me permission to contact your sister if needed.
Yes.
Okay. And then okay, let me just update this really quick. All right, so I'm just going to summarize this for you really quick, Mr. Johnson. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup. You did not have an attorney at this time, And your diagnosis date was 4/17/2020. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and present. After spraying Roundup at home, you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79. Do you have your death certificate? You sprayed it for 2 years, for 10 days or more. You are a citizen of the United States. Raymond Johnson, I have your birth date as 3/7/1988, and your social is 412-59-5672.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Started using Roundup 2/20/2018. Stopped using Roundup 5/15/2020. After receiving the treatment, after receiving the diagnosis and having to do treatment, you are in the state of Tennessee. You were directly exposed every time, putting you at about approximately 104 exposures in your lifetime, and unable to work for 2 years. Laura Barnes was your oncologist. You were treated at TriStar Hendersonville Medical Center in Tennessee. And then I have your primary address as 106 Glen Avenue, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066.
Yes.
Okay. Everything looks correct, or sounds correct, I should say. I forgot to put my email. Okay. So what's going to happen right now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
Like e-signature?
Yeah, it's really simple. I can walk you through it if you need help. Basically, what you're going to want to do is just review and sign the document, adopt and sign a signature. It'll ask you, you might have to use your finger to do it, and then just tap the fields where it's asking you to sign. Once that's completed, you'll come to a finish button. Okay, now it did. And then just let me know once you press finish. While you're doing that, I will go ahead and... Hold on, did it just send it to you? Hold on.
Okay. What is it? Come to my email?
I think I spelled... Hold on. Hold on. No, I did. Yeah, I did something wrong. So hold on. Just bear with me really quick. Okay. Yep, that's why. Okay, I sent it to my wrong email, so hold on. Okay, let me go see this. All right. Okay, let me know if you got it. I just tried to resend it. It should come in a text message, or it will come to your email. Did you get it?
Hold on, let me check. No.
Okay, hold on 1 second then. I don't know why this. Maybe if I do it this way, hold on. Okay, I just got it. I apologize. Something happened. The system like generated it different.
Okay, there you go.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So go ahead and open it, agree, and then let me know if you have any questions or problems filling it out. Okay, were you able to finish it?
Hold on one second. Yeah, I finished it.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And then so now that that's completed, again, you will get a you can download it, but you will get a PDF sent to your email for your copies or for your records. And, you know, just again, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this role. This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. This is a legal contract, so you do not want to discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then also, I'm sending you the attorney's information right now so that you have their phone number and that you will know who will be calling you. They will be calling you from a 909 phone number. Their main office is the law firms of Robin Law and Pulaski. They're located in Texas, so they're not too far from you. But they'll call you from a 909 phone number, 906-3862. Give or take, I don't know how long it's going to take, but it might be a couple days or it might be a week or so. But again, you have my direct contact information. If you have any questions, you can call me. Again, if you can obtain any letters, if you can obtain any records to help support your case or pictures, proof of purchases, anything like that, it does help your case significantly. I do recommend that. And again, my sympathy goes out to you, Mr. Johnson, and for all the, you know, pain and suffering that you had to go through. I hope this works out for you and your family.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No, nothing that I can think of.
Okay. Let me hold on one second. Let me make sure this is. Yeah, you're all set. Okay. All right, Mr. Johnson, you have a blessed day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.